friends, let us start with chapter number 4 of World Class Manufacturing. And the name of the chapter is Okayoke. Okayoke is known as mistake proofing. That means it is not allowing us to do any mistake even if we want. Okayoke is known as mistake proofing, a technique for avoiding simple human errors at work. Okayoke is a mechanism used to eliminate errors by effectively making it impossible to make mistakes in a given process, and they can be used everywhere. An example of Okayoke device: elevators, means lifts, are equipped with sensors and alarms to prevent operation when overloaded. That means in a lift, if we go and the limit is only 4 people, and if the 5th person enters the elevator, it stops working when it is overloaded. One more very funny example of Okayoke is, while going to office or while going to any work outside, we generally forget to take our mobile phone. So what is Okayoke device in our house is, I keep that mobile phone in my shoe so that when going out, even I want to forget mobile, I cannot forget because it is in my shoe. So while wearing the shoe, definitely I will take the mobile. So this is the Okayoke device in my house. I always keep my mobile phone in my shoe so that I will never forget to take it. That is the example of Okayoke. Okayoke is a Japanese term that means mistake proofing. Okayoke is any mechanism in a lean manufacturing process that helps an equipment operator avoid mistakes. Yokeru means avoid. Oka means mistakes. Okayoke. That is mistake proofing. Its purpose is to eliminate product defects by preventing, correcting, or drawing attention to human errors as they occur. For example, in machine number 1, I produce a part for which the dimension is 9 millimeter plus minus 0.1. If the part is becoming oversized in that operation, the next operation will not accept it because the chute in which that part goes doesn't allow it to enter. So that is the Okayoke device. The defect produced in that machine number 1 is not at all accepted by the next machine. So it never, there is no question of going this defective part to the customer. This defective part is not even accepted in the next machine. It is rejected from there. So, Okayoke's purpose is to eliminate product defects by preventing, correcting, or drawing attention to human errors as they occur. It can be human errors or the machine error, that is oversize, undersize, like that. The concept of Okayoke was formalized and adopted by Shigeo Shingo as part of the Toyota production system in 1960. Shigeo Shingo distinguished between the concepts of inevitable human mistakes, defects in production. Defects occur when mistakes are allowed to reach the customer. So there is no question of any defect going to the customer. We have to ensure that not even one defect goes to the customer. The aim of Pokayoke is to design the process such that mistakes can be detected and corrected immediately. Immediately means if it is machine number one, the defect is corrected in that machine only, eliminating defects at source. Main type of error, processing, that is, machine is producing oversized or undersized part, or drill hole is produced undersized or oversized. Then materials, human error, like I told that I am forgetting my mobile phone to take to my office. So human error. Materials, wrong materials are used. Then in processing, omitted processing, that means step in process not carried out, discount not included by purchasing department, invoice not sent, hole not drilled. So many mistakes we do in processing. We omit many processing. Then processing error, like I said, oversize, undersize, step in process carried out incorrectly, invoice sent to wrong address, hole drilled in a wrong place. Materials, missing materials, missing information. For example, screw left out. Then wrong materials or wrong information, wrong screw used. So many errors we do. Processing, materials, human error. Human error. Humans makes mistakes because of forgetfulness, misunderstanding, lack of experience or skills, lack of concentration, laziness, lack of standards or norms, rushing and taking shortcuts, which we normally do, every day we do, then malicious intent, deliberate action. Errors can lead to defects. Defects are not inevitable and can be eliminated by use of simple, low-cost methods to try and achieve zero defects. Mistake-proofing should take over repetitive tasks that depend on vigilance or memory. For example, accidents can happen because of our own errors. So we have to find out what can be done to prevent any mistakes, to prevent any defects. For example, if I want to go out, I normally forget to take my driving license with me. So what is Pokayoke for this? One person has suggested that in the car, there is one equipment where I have to swipe my driving license, then only car will start. So this is one Pokayoke so that I never forget my driving license to be taken while driving. The old way of dealing with human error was to scold people, retrain them and tell them to be more careful. If you can't tolerate them, you should remove the opportunities for error. Very, very clear. Opportunity for error. We should not give anybody an opportunity for error. Training and motivation work best. When physical process is well designed, training and motivation works best when process is well designed. You are not going to become the world class through just training. Because people will make mistakes. People will definitely do some accidents because of their forgetfulness. You have to improve the process so that the easy way to do a job is also safe and right way. The potential for human error can be dramatically reduced or eliminated also. So, be more careful take care is not effective. For example, an accident happens and if somebody says, sir, next time I will take care, it doesn't work because forgetfulness. Then we also have, you know, we don't bother about such things. So mistakes keep on happening. So rule for defect reduction, supplier should not accept defects. Don't accept defects from your supplier also. Don't accept defects from your supplier. Then you don't make a mistake, don't make a defect. Customer, don't pass on a defect to the customer. And Pokayoke doesn't allow any defects to occur in the first place. That means what is to be summarized here? Pokayoke doesn't allow any defects to occur in the first place. Don't pass on a defect to the customer. Don't make a defect yourself. Don't accept defects from your supplier. Then everything will be proper. But I will not do any mistakes. I will be careful. This is not effective. The main objective of Pokayoke is to achieve zero defects. Pokayoke is more of a concept than a procedure. Thus, its implementation is governed by what people think they can do to prevent errors in the workplace and not by a set of step-by-step instructions on how they should do their job. Pokayoke is an important part of the manufacturing system whose main purpose is to eliminate waste, continuous improvement, and adding value. Value means value to the customer who is ready to pay for your processes. What is Pokayoke? I will explain in details. Manufacturers employ Pokayoke techniques to improve product design, product manufacturing processes. The continuous improvement process helps eliminate human and mechanical errors, gets the products right the first time, and reduces the cost of trial and error. Pokayoke is flexible. It is a cost-effective lean manufacturing technique for manufacturers to use a part of their mistake-proofing activities. They prevent process errors at little cost while increasing the quality and reliability of their products. The three types of Pokayoke used to detect errors are, first is the contact method of Pokayoke, where I was telling that if machine number one makes a defective part, the next machine doesn't accept that part, it rejects it. For example, if the machine number one makes oversized outer diameter, next machine doesn't accept that oversized part. This is the contact method of Pokayoke. It identifies defects through physical attributes. The method uses a sensory device that detects abnormalities in the product's shape, size, color, weight, and dimension. The device alerts either a person or a machine to the current state of the product. It says, whatever you have produced is not okay. I will not accept it. Leave aside the part going to the customer. I will myself not accept it. The contact method is useful in situations where product failure occurs when parts are incorrectly assembled or incorrectly manufactured. Error proofing includes measures like ensuring parts are correctly positioned before assembly starts. That means before you start doing any assembly, like parts should be correctly positioned. So there is a dowel hole or there is something in the jig that you have to first position the part correctly, then only you can do the assembly. using interference and locator pins, or limit and proximity switches. Next thing is the fixed value method of Pokayoke. Ensures a set number of movements are used. That means set number of movements have to be completed, then only the next process will accept that particular assembly. Ensures a set number of movements are used in processes where an activity is repeated several times. This method involves techniques that allow workers to easily track the frequency with which an activity has been performed and ensure quality standards are met. For example, if an employee is responsible for placing 6 screws on a product before passing it down the production line, first activity of inserting screws is performed twice, 6 times, then only the fixed value Pokayoke method addresses this by ensuring the exact quantities to complete the tasks are provided. Third is motion step method of Pokayoke. It checks if prescribed steps are completed in order. For example, there are 3 steps. Unless these 3 steps are completed, the next operation will not accept this part. Motion step is helpful when different activities are performed by an individual operator. The main difference from fixed value is that it deals with activities performed in a set sequence. Motion step prevents and detects errors arising from an incorrect sequence. Devices detect whether each motion is performed or not, alerting workers when a step is skipped, and then enabling them to remedy the error. That means unless the error is corrected, it will not move to the next machine or next operation. Pokayoke is implemented by using simple fixtures, jigs, gadgets, warning devices, paper systems, and the like to prevent people from committing mistakes. Even if they try to, that means if people want to commit mistakes, they cannot do it. Because the fixtures, jigs, gadgets, warning devices, paper systems, they will prevent them to make mistakes. The objects known as Pokayoke devices are usually used to stop the machine and alert the operator if something is about to go wrong. That means before something goes wrong, operator is alerted, Baba, you are making a mistake, correct it first. Anybody can and should practice Pokayoke in the workplace. Pokayoke does not entail any rocket science. It's a simple thing. Sometimes it just needs common sense and appropriate Pokayoke device. Pokayoke devices should be usable by all workers. They should be simple to install. They do not require continuous attention from the operator. That means without attention also, mistake is not made by him. Because of that particular fixture, jig, it is low cost. It is not a rocket science. Provides instantaneous feedback. Aray Baba, you are making a mistake. Like that, it provides instantaneous feedback, prevention, or correction. Error proofing can be achieved by extensive automation and computerization at high cost. Besides, it defeats the original purpose of Pokayoke, which is to reduce defects from mistakes through which the simplest and lowest cost possible. Examples of attention-free Pokayoke. A jig that prevents a part from being wrongly loaded at all. Non-symmetrical screw hole locations that would prevent a plate from being screwed down incorrectly. Electrical plugs in our house also that can only be inserted into correct outlets. Notches on boards that only allow correct insertion into edge connectors, which we every day know. See this example. A flip type cover over a button that will prevent the button from being accidentally pressed. In short, Pokaioke is mistake proofing systems, does not rely on operators catching mistakes, inexpensive point of origin inspection, quick feedback 100% of the time. Look here, we have to insert the plug, but even if we want, we cannot insert it wrongly, because you can see one hole is made bigger and one pin is made to suit that hole. It cannot be put inside in a reverse manner. So this is the Pokaioke example. The 1-10-100 rule states that as a product or service moves through the production system, cost of correcting an error multiplies by 10. If I do the mistake, order entered correctly is 1 rupees. Error detected in billing, I have to cost 10 rupees. Error detected by customer, we lose 100 rupees. The cost is continuously increasing. If order is entered correctly, 1. Error detected in billing, 10. Error detected by customer, 100. Dissatisfied customer shares the experience with others. That is more dangerous. So, this rule of 1-10-100 says that if error is detected by customer, it is very, very costly. And Pokaioke device definitely prevents the product to go to the customer. It detects the mistake before it goes to the customer. So, what are the rules? Don't wait for the perfect Pokaioke. Do it now. If your Pokaioke idea has better than 50% chances to succeed, do it. Do it now, improve later. Pokaioke is an important part of the manufacturing system whose main purpose is waste elimination, continuous improvement, and adding value. The goal is to solve customer problems while reducing manufacturers' cost. Lean concepts like Pokaioke are simple tools that are easy to implement. Manufacturers employ Pokaioke techniques to improve product design and product manufacturing processes. The continuous improvement process helps eliminate human and mechanical errors, gets the products right the first time, where we have been calling this as do it right the first time, and reduces the cost of trial and error. Because Pokaioke is flexible, it is a cost-effective lean manufacturing technique for manufacturers to use as a part of their mistake-proofing activities. Manufacturers can prevent process errors at little cost while increasing the quality and reliability of their products because there are no defects. Pokaioke helps people and processes work right the first time. Pokaioke refers to techniques that make it impossible to make mistakes. Pokaioke refers to techniques that make it impossible to make mistakes. These techniques can drive defects out of products and processes and substantially improve quality and reliability. It can be thought of as an extension of FMEA. What is FMEA? Failure mode and effects analysis. It can also be used to fine-tune improvements and process designs from Six Sigma. Define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. That is DMAIC projects. The use of simple Pokaioke ideas and methods to in product and process design can eliminate both human and mechanical errors. Pokaioke does not need to be costly. It's always less cost. When to use Pokaioke? Okayo ke operates under two different methods of error prevention, control and warning. The first, control prevents mistakes being made. Control aims to make it mechanically impossible for mistakes to occur. I gave you the example of my mobile phone kept in the shoe. So it is impossible that I will forget my mobile phone to take to my office. This can be as simple as the spell check function on computer. If I make a spelling mistake, immediately computer tells me and it automatically corrects the spelling. Or mobile devices also spell check function. But is often a safety feature such as the mechanisms that stop automatically doors closing on a person. Another example is appliances. For example, if I am entering the lift, at that time, if the door is closing, it automatically opens it. So that is a Pokayoke device. Otherwise, what would have happened is, these doors would have dashed on me. But that never happens. Another example is appliances. For example, washing machines, microwave. Switch off when the door is opened. So this is a safety feature also. Pokayoke is safety feature also. The second, warning. It alerts workers before an error is made. Warnings can be a sound, color, or a message. For example, when deleting an image from a mobile phone, a message appears asking if you want to delete the message permanently or send it to the recycle bin. That means it doesn't allow you to make mistakes. It always alerts the workers. Implementation in manufacturing. Before fully implementing Pokayoke, it is important to assess whether implementing Pokayoke measures will work. This can be done by evaluating to see if a specific error can be prevented and making sure the error proofing activities chosen don't slow down the manufacturing process. The six steps for implementing Pokayoke. Identify the problem. Find the source of the problem. Determine the Pokayoke method to use. Determine the right type of Pokayoke to use. Contact method. Fixed value method. Motion step method. And then train the staff. The key to successful implementation of any business or manufacturing improvement method lies with the effective staff training. Training helps employees understand the principles and benefits of Pokayoke and ensures that operators are confident in applying the necessary methods. Measure and review performance. Don't forget to measure the success of the Pokayoke methods you have implemented. Observe and review the operation to determine if implementation has had the desired results or not. Look for other errors and issues that may impede production and seek opportunities for continuous improvement. Advantages of Pokayoke. The primary advantage of implementing Pokayoke as a tool for lean manufacturing is that it reduces mistakes. Very clear. And therefore, it reduces defects. On top of this, the Pokayoke process is generally easy, inexpensive, and can be aligned with existing process also. You don't have to do any big investment for that. Since Pokayoke aims to reduce mistakes to zero or as close to zero as possible, another benefit is greater safety for employees and consumers. This in turn builds greater confidence among workers, management and stakeholders. However, Pokayoke tools provide numerous benefits other than greater safety, such as lower costs, increased flexibility, and greater commitment to continuous improvement. Component errors are minimized to reduce the occurrence of common failures that affect operations and reliability. The correct setup of Pokayoke helps manufacturers avoid expensive, time-consuming, and ineffective processes. Operational errors are reduced because they no longer rely solely on human knowledge and proficiency for successful execution. Processing operations and activities are optimized for greater production efficiency through a reduction in machinery and equipment errors. Measurement and quality assurance techniques executed through Pokayoke methods are essential for identifying component and process errors that could otherwise go undetected. The reduction or prevention of errors and the increased confidence that comes from this can result in superior products, better customer satisfaction, enhanced brand loyalty, and increased profits. Implementing Pokayoke saves both time and resources by having the work done right the first time. Disadvantages. As with any new improvement method, Pokayoke can have some disadvantages. One of the main issues comes with the initial resistance to change from employees or decision makers. However, these challenges can be relatively easy to overcome by training, retraining. Product examples of Pokayoke: automotive safety devices, motor vehicles are coming equipped with many Pokayoke safety features like automatic braking systems, cameras, and radars to keep drivers and passengers safe on the road. Pharmaceutical goods, tamper-proof packaging, child-safe lids. Even in car, we have child-safe doors. So, tamper-proof packaging and child-safe lids on pill bottles are Pokayoke safety measures to prevent product interference or accidental consumption of potentially life-threatening medicines. Household appliances, washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, microwaves, blenders, and many other household electrical appliances all have mechanisms to prevent unsafe operation. That means Pokayoke is basically a safety. Sporting equipment, exercise equipment such as treadmills come equipped with safety clips that when pulled will stop the treadmill if the exerciser trips or falls. Leak-proof drink containers, travel mugs, water bottles often come with press and hold buttons to enable users to drink from them. This Pokayoke mechanism prevents contents from leaking or spilling when the container is not being used. Power outlets, many electrical plugs are designed to only be inserted one way, an example of contact method of Pokayoke. In airport, I have a trolley which, if I press it, then only it will start moving. Otherwise, if I leave it, then it will stop there and then. For example, for trolley to move, I must press that handle. Otherwise, it will not move. If I leave it, suddenly it stops. That is the best Pokayoke method which I have seen on airport. Summary: Pokayoke is a Japanese term that means mistake proofing. The concept of Pokayoke was formalized by Shigeo Singo, and its goal is to eliminate defective products altogether. Shigeo Singo. All manufacturing units are well placed to use the Pokayoke method. Since this technique does not necessarily demand the use of high cost technology, there are easy ways of introducing Pokayoke error proofing into manufacturing organizations, and mechanisms can be developed over time that take advantage of new technology as it becomes accessible. When implementing this method, don't forget that having the staff on the board is essential, that they are one of the best resources for process improvement. Communicating with staff and seeking feedback from operators is a simple way to find and eliminate steps that are error prone. Operators are the people best positioned to recognize potential issues and provide input on the appropriate response to facilitate corrective action. Thank you.